Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were taught a preacher is to preach the truth no matter what people think of him when he does it. So let's start at that point today. Somebody may not like me for what I preach. That's fine. But one thing I say, someone comes to Central Baptist Church, what they cannot deny is that we preach the Word. Now, if they don't like that, there's nothing I can do about that. And if preaching the Word doesn't move their heart, if it doesn't move them, I can't move them. So, if the Word of God doesn't move a person, I can't move the person. When you're preaching the Word as it is to men as they are, it is a form of pure and holy love. How do we know? Well, John 17:17, Jesus said, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth." Do you know why people got so mad at Jesus in his day and wanted to crucify him, put him to death? Well, John 7:7 gives the answer. His earthly brothers, those that were born after him to Mary, were saying, "Hey, go up to Jerusalem. You know, if you're this prophet and all that, hey, you ought to get there and get your name out there and get involved and do these things." He said, "Well, you guys go on up. My time is not yet." Then he added there, verse 7, "The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of their deeds, their works. They are evil." And he used the plural in order for them to see that he was very specific about many different sins. And I'm not just saying a general word for sin. He was in to specifics when he preached. And so they hated him. He preached specifically against false doctrine, against the way they added to the Word and took away from the Word, about fleshly sins. I mean, one of the reasons that you see a Mary Magdalene, that's when you see the woman at the well, he named their sin, but they turned from it. He let them know there's also a way of salvation. So again, they preach the truth as it is to men as they are. Jesus said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." His lips spoke the truth to that woman at the well. "You've had 5 husbands, and the guy that you are living with now is not your husband. Did I say that right?" And of course, she had to admit, "Yeah." He said the woman at John 8 that's caught in a very act of adultery, he says, "Are your accusers, nobody here to stone you?" "No, they're all gone," she said. He said, "Then I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more." He let her know what she was doing was sin, it was wrong, and he called her to repent. Look, here's 2 women that did some very evil things, but Christ not only named it, but he also let her know that there was forgiveness, but it was predicated upon their repentance and faith in him. So, as we are looking here at our text here in verse 7, we begin to see these things manifested. For an example, we see here in verse 7, he says, "Beloved, let us love one another." Now, don't let this scare you when I say the Greek, okay? But the Greek here places this phrase in the continuous and active voice. And you say, "What in the world does that mean?" Well, that means when it says, "Let us love one another," let us not be passive or reciprocal. That is, "Well, they're friendly to me, so I'll be friendly to them." No. That's what the world does. These are always doing for others, whether others do for them or not, because they're doing it because they love God. This follows knowing God and the Spirit of truth. So this calls for us to have forgiveness in our heart, even for those religious people who do wrong. God's people must stick together in holiness. Why? The Lord tells us to. Be ye holy, for I, the Lord, am holy. Okay? You can't get around that. He says in John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. You can say you love him all you want to, but are you keeping his commandments? Because he says, you know, if you love me, you keep my commandments. If you don't keep my commandments, you don't really love me. So gathering together in holiness and righteousness is involved in having true love for one another in joy. And that is the fellowship Christ wants us to have. Do you have that? Do you have that? And that's a question for each of us to ask ourselves, is do I have that kind of a love in me? Because that's what he wants us to have. You can have a worldly joy, but not have true godly joy. The difference is, worldly joy changes with circumstances and happenings. Godly joy is still there, regardless of the circumstances, good or bad. Now, I say we've got to have forgiveness in our heart, but just like the forgiveness we receive in salvation, or the forgiveness that we receive from him when we sin. Just as a child of God, we sin and we get forgiveness, but it's only granted when we confess and repent. That is, we name this, we come to the Lord and say, Lord, I have sinned. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have spoken that way. I shouldn't have looked at that. I shouldn't have said that. Whatever. And so I go to the Lord and he forgives. Well, when people come to you that have wronged you, already have it in your heart to forgive so that you can forgive them when they come. Here's a child, 10 to 12 years old. He talks back to his mother, maybe even cusses her. Perhaps really rebellious, says, I'll do whatever I want, when I want, regardless of what you say, I wish you were dead. Now, do you say, well, you just got to love them. Don't make them apologize. Oh, don't punish them. Maybe they had a good reason to say what they said, and maybe they will feel bad about it later, and just love them. No. Proverbs, the book of Proverbs tells us, if you love them, you will use the instrument for spanking. Now, modern thought says the Holy Spirit of God is just totally wrong. You say, well, modern, oh yeah, it does. It says that. Because it tells parents they should not spank their children. Now they want to arrest the parent. You know, there are parents that know they need to spank their children and won't because they're afraid they'll either get taken away from them or they'll go to jail. Now look, many of you that are in my age group, you grew up in that era in the 50s and 60s. And look, if you would have said anything to your mother talking back, or I'll do what I want to when I want to, regardless of what you say, you would have slept standing up for a week. I mean, you would not be able to lay down. You'd been wore out on your backside. You would have had the belt and or the switch, whatever they had in their hand to go after it, they would go after it. And it was something that made the pain of the punishment much greater than the pleasure of doing wrong. Perhaps your parents used to say, we are doing this because we love you. Now, I got to a point of thinking, well, you just love me too much, okay? God already has forgiveness in his heart, but he doesn't extend it until you come to him in repentance. My friend, people have wronged you, or people have sinned, they've done the wrong thing. I'm not saying be unforgiving, I'm saying have forgiveness in your heart, but don't act like nothing happened. You wait till they come to you before you can actually extend the forgiveness and restore fellowship with them. Now, I know people have a hard time with that, but folks, truth is truth, right is right, wrong is wrong. So always do God's will, God's way. Now, I've had three preachers, I'm not going to name their names because that's not important for this study, but I've had three preachers that I love, who I've actually had preach in my pulpit, that are three men that I now will not let back into the pulpit until such time they repent. One of those preachers is on doctrine alone. He turned to the contemporary. I can't have him back until he rejects that. The other has made false accusation and gone with the blended people, the world, and so forth. And so I can't have him back. And there's a third one that is just wrong on salvation, the doctrine of salvation. He's changed. Can't have that one back. Now, I've had all those same three people want to come back. But I've let them know that there must be repentance without an excuse for it. But they won't. Now, if they do come back, I am responsible before God to forgive them. But I'm not going to compromise to have fellowship with them because I fear God more than I fear them. And I'm saying that to say that we've got to understand that if we begin to tolerate sin and unrighteousness and allow it in our church, our pulpits, our homes, our personal lives, then we are letting down our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the love is not what it's supposed to be that is in us, if we have it at all. Now, I still pray for those men. I love them. But true godly love is in his word, righteousness, and true holiness. And it must be that way.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.